The stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
Bristles.
And the long teeth that they have.
Tusks.
And the things that you put the food in for the hog.
Trough.
And if you had three or four of these, you'd say you had three.
Troughs.
Huh?
Troughs.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
No. I don't think so.
You know
the wild hog.
Uh-huh. Never heard of Pine Woods Rooter or Ridge Runner?
Well, I've heard of Pine Woods Rooters. But you think of them as one that's been out there all their life on a long snout or something. Skinny hog.
It's a hog that's always lived out in the woods?
That's what I think of him.
Mm-hmm. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Bleat.
Okay. And the noise that a cow makes?
They moo.
And what about the noise that she makes when the calf's taken away? Do you call that moo?
And they do what now?
The loud noise that a cow makes when the calf's taken away.
They bleat.
The cow does? Okay. And the gentle noise that a horse makes?
Whinny.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Neigh.
Okay, I was wondering if you'd heard whinker or laugh or...
No, I never heard
whinker. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the...
cattle and feed the stock.
Okay. And what about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth? Say you had to go feed them.
I don't know, unless you'd feed the chickens or turkeys would, refer to them as...
Would you, when you use the word chickens, would you refer to all the animals or... I mean, all the hens and the geese and turkeys.
I don't know what else I'd refer to it as.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
setting hen.
And the place where you keep hens?
Chicken house.
Or a place just for the mother hen and the chicks would be a...
a coop.
Okay. What does that look like?
Just a... well, you think of it as being just a small... small pen, really, enclosed with top on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can the chickens get out? Or?
No.
None of them can get out?
Well, you don't think of it when you put them in a coop, you don't think of them as being able to get out.
Mm-hmm. And when you're eating chicken, the bone that goes like this?
The pulley bone.
Okay. Any stories connected with that?
Yes. You pull the pulley bone, whoever got the longest piece and make a wish or something like that, and it come true.
Okay. And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
The gizzard.
Mm-hmm. What else?
The liver.
Anything else, or any just general name for all of it?
I don't think I know.
What about a pig or a calf?
Well, you don't. If you're eating a pig or a hog, you eat the inside just the chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if a cow would be a tripe.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of haslet or horselet or?
Haslet is from a hog is the liver and the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon the goose part of it here is cooked in a stew. Mm-hmm. And that's a haslet stew.
You ever heard of another name for lungs?
Lights.
Okay.
The liver and lights.
Okay. And if it was time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say that it was...
time to feed up.
Okay. Would you call that feeding time or chore time? Or?
Feeding time.
Okay. And how do you call cows to get them in other pastures?
Well, I don't know. I ain't called any, so.
Have you ever heard people call them?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you call them, really.
But do you know what...